This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. There's a new film festival touring North America, and it requires headgear. The Kaleidoscope Virtual Reality Film Festival wraps up in Austin on Wednesday of this week. Reporter Ibi Caputo checked out Kaleidoscope when it was in New York.
At first, virtual reality can be a little, well, disorienting. I put on the headset, read the health and safety warning on the screen, and launch into The Night Cafe, the painting by Van Gogh.
Right now I'm, walking into a wall. I turn my head and I walk into another wall. Okay. How do I turn around? I think I have to turn my entire body to turn around.
In that film, or as people in the virtual reality world call it, in that experience, I used a touchpad on the side of my headset to move around the famous painting. That's just one of the experiences people can have at Kaleidoscope, a festival where filmmaking intersects with game playing. Festival founder Renee Pinnell says bumping into walls is part of the experience and the experiment.
No one knows how to tell a story in virtual reality right now, so to do it, you're going to have to fail, you're going to have to try something, and it's not going to work.
Bumping into walls aside, it was pretty cool to get close to Van Gogh's bar. From swivel chairs set in rows, festival goers could also be transported to post-earthquake Nepal or to a devastated city in Syria. And there were more abstract experiences as well, animations like Lover, in which infatuation is expressed in a vibrantly colored 360-degree diagram. Festival goer Jana Fitzgerald says she's not going to go out and buy her own headset just yet, but
if it's like something like an iPhone where it becomes accessible, then I would definitely consider it because it seems like a great way to have a very short experience on your own.
With the medium still in its infancy, though, there are still a lot of kinks to work out, like how to make the headsets less clunky and how to get rid of overly pixelated images. But Pinnell says those tech upgrades are only a matter of time. In New York, I'm Ibi Caputo for Marketplace.